Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ, and it's time for volume 6 in a series that I like to call AOR, AOK. And if you are a regular listener to the podcast, you probably have a pretty good idea of what I mean when I say AOR. We're talking about melodic rock, mostly from the 80s, sometimes from the late 70s, creeping into the 90s. Poppy hard rock, the kind of AOR I like, has a driving beat, crunchy guitars, but most importantly, great melodies. There's a certain kind of earnestness that goes along with this music that some people might call corny or cheesy or dated. But I love this stuff, and if you're listening to this show, you probably love it too. So let's have some fun and hear some great AOR, mostly from the 80s. And let's kick things off with a brilliant artist named Brian Spence. This guy was the guitar player and main songwriter in a 70s Scottish glam rock band called Bilbo Baggins. Actually played a song by them back on episode number 3 of the podcast, the glam rock episode. Turns out Brian Spence went on to release two amazing AOR records with Polydor. Came out in 1986 and 1988. The first of those, Brothers, song for song, probably one of the best AOR records of the era, and the second album, Reputation, is almost as good. I'm hoping to perhaps get Brian Spence as a guest on the show to talk about his career at some point in the future, but for now, let's check out an amazing song by Brian Spence from that record Brothers from 1986. This is a song called Will You Never Be My Friend?
Will you never be my friend?
back on the Various Artists episode that I did with Chris Gray, we discussed a Philadelphia band called the Schoolboys and a great song that they had on the Playboy Street Rock compilation, a song called Mr. Mouth. And Chris and I were wondering on that episode if that band ever did anything else. Well, it turns out that the Schoolboys changed their name to Bricklin, naming the band after singer Scott and guitarist Brian Bricklin, and they released a self-titled album with A&M in 1986. So check it out. This is a great song by Bricklin called Fear of Life.
I'm not afraid to die.
After Hours were a UK band fronted by Mark Thompson Smith, who had previously been in a new wave of British heavy metal band called Idle Rich. I played that band on episode number 38 of the podcast, the first new wave of British heavy metal episode. This band After Hours also featured identical twins Mark and Steve Owens on guitar and bass. They would go on to form a band called Lion's Heart with former Grim Reaper vocalist Steve Grimmett. The After Hours album is called Take Off, was released in 1988 on Ariola Records. Here's a great song from it. This is After Hours and Better Late Than Never. Jude Cole's first exposure was in 1986 when he recorded the title song for the Rodney Dangerfield film Back to School. Great song, I love the hook on the chorus. Then in 1987, Jude Cole released a self-titled AOR record with Warner Brothers. Let's hear a song from that album by Jude Cole. This is Life of Luxury.
Everything looks different.
I can't find much info about this next one. It's an album called People Will Talk by Donna Christie. I can tell you it was released in 1984 by a label called Phoenix Records. And the only other artist Phoenix ever seems to have worked with is Gary U.S. Bonds. This is a strong AOR or hard rock record all the way through. Check it out. This is Donna Christie and Smile for the Camera. Stephen Crane was the bassist in a 70s rock band from Texas called Baby. They released two records in 74 and 76, and the title of the second album by Baby probably tells the whole story. It's called Where Did All the Money Go? Anyway, in 1984, Stephen Crane resurfaced with a damn good AOR record called Kicks, released by MCA. Let's hear the title track.
She gets twisted. She gets
Joe Lamont was originally from Australia. He was in a couple bands, Steeplechase and Shelter, before he went solo and released a pretty decent AOR record with Private Records in 1985. Let's hear that album's title track. This is Joe Lamont and Secrets You Keep. Dreams were a local Chicago band active on the club circuit mid-80s to mid-90s. They made some studio recordings back then, but the material was not actually released until 2011 when the songs were made available on Amazon and iTunes. This is really good stuff. Let's hear a great song by Dreams called Living in Another World.
I saw you standing on the corner at midnight. You were
The B.E. Taylor Group released 3 records in the 80s, had a couple of very minor top 100 hits. Let's hear a great song from the second record by the B.E. Taylor Group. Album was called Love Won the Fight. This is a song called Hold On to Love. Bite the Bullet were a British pop rock band. They released one self-titled album with CBS in 1989. I'm going to play the B-side from the single off that album. The single was called Finished with Love. This is Bite the Bullet and a song called Watershed.
Thank you.
The Bam Bam Boys were a Swedish band. They released one self-titled album in 1989 on a label called Riverside Records. Let's hear a great AOR track by the Bam Bam Boys, a song called Stay Alive.
You gotta stay alive.
Stay alive. Where you have to be. Each other stood on the edge of time. I know you remember the day when it all fell apart. It was nobody's fault, but how do we fall? The lies just drove us apart. Yeah, I guess no one was to blame.
Lynn Allen were a popular local band on the Iowa club circuit in the 80s. They self-released an album called We Laugh at You in 1984. Let's hear my favorite song from that record by Lynn Allen, a song called Last Night.
Thank you.
Avion were an Australian group. They formed in 1981, released a self-titled album with RCA in 1983, and then in 1986, a second album called White Noise was released by EMI, but apparently only in Australia and Germany. Let's hear a great track from that second album by Avion, a song called L.
Sometimes when I look in your eyes, you have this power.
Champion, formed in Michigan, but they moved to Toronto to score a record deal. And a self-titled album was released in Canada in 1984. So I guess we can use Champion to kick off the customary Canadian segment. Every episode of AOR AOK so far has had a Canada section. The Canada section for this episode starts right here with a song called Never Give Up by Champion. Guest, it's probably not the proper pronunciation, it's Beau, B-E-A-U, and then G-E-S-T-E. This was a Quebec band. Their first album came out in 1982, it was a French album. They switched to English for their second album, Another Night in the City, came out in 1986, but only in Canada. Let's hear a great song from that album by Beau Guest called Catch the Fire.
Listen.
So after Bo Guest broke up, the band's singer and guitarist Brian Hughes formed a new band, which he imaginatively called the Brian Hughes Group, released an album in 1990 called Break the Rules. So let's hear a great song from that record by the Brian Hughes Group, a song called Don't Go. Closing out our Canadian segment, a band called Haywire. They formed in 1981, released four records between 86 and 92. Let's hear a great song from their second album, Don't Just Stand There, came out in 1987. This is Haywire and Separate Dreams. Workforce released one record with Scotti Brothers in 1989. I love that label. And then Workforce faded into obscurity, I guess, but it's a decent AOR album. Check it out. This is a song by Workforce called One More Tomorrow. Emergency were a band from the Netherlands, released one album called Martial Law in 1989. Let's hear a killer track from that record by Emergency. This is a song called Running Out of Miracles.
We control the storm, riding on the wings of an angel.
Maxine were a Swiss band, released one self-titled album in 1984. Let's hear a cool song from it. This is Maxine and Don't Dream.
Thank you.
And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
When it comes to AOR, Paul Sabu is a pretty legendary name, and he has appeared a couple of times on AOR AOK just as himself, Paul Sabu, and I played a song by his band Kid Gloves. In 1988, he formed another band and released a self-titled album with that band. The band was called Only Child. So let's hear a song from that record by Only Child, Paul Sabu Band. This is a song called I Believe in You. Till next time.
Be back.